Blog Talk Radio.
I wonder if you think of me, think of me like I do of you. And I wonder if you pray for me, pray for me like I do for you. I've been walking around with my eyes wide open, heart's a little worn out from being broken, but I know you're still out there. You're still out there.
Welcome to another edition of What Is With Murph. Now, there's a show that premiered the first of this month that I am just, well, me and Craig both are just totally obsessed with. And it combines two of my greatest passions, music and the city of Nashville. The show is on CMT every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. It's called Music City, and it follows a group of friends as they try and basically try and make it in Nashville, And like I said earlier, me and Craig are just so obsessed with the show. So obsessed, in fact, that I actually live tweet the show every week. So with that being said, today on this show we have one of the stars of Music City, the super talented singer-songwriter Jessica Mack with us. Well, I talked with Jessica about her career, music, the show, of course, and anything that she's working on that she can talk about, including the recent release of her new album, One Love. And as I alluded to earlier, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, what's up, dude?
Hello, Cody. Happy Friday. How are you today?
I am so ready for this interview. It's just not even funny.
So am I. I've been waiting for this interview for a long time since I booked it. and I just can't wait to start.
I know. And with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Jessica Mack to the show. Hey, Jessica, how are you?
Hi, I'm so good. How are you guys?
Couldn't be better right now, Jessica.
I'm so thankful y'all are having me on the show.
Absolutely. I thank you for doing this today. This is like I said earlier. This is an interview I've been looking forward to pretty much ever since Craig booked it for us.
Oh, thank you guys. I've been looking forward to it as well.
Yes.
So, let's just kind of jump right in. Well, okay. First, before we do that, I kind of tell the listener how you got into the music business in the first place.
Sure. I grew up singing ever since I can remember. It's just always been a gift. I believe the Lord blessed me with. And so I was singing in church as a little girl. And then, you know, you grow up and people tell you you need to get a real job and have a degree just in case. And so I did. I graduated from college and ended up getting a big girl job at this corporate company. And come to find out, they had a band. And I remember when I heard that, I'd said a prayer. And I was like, Lord, I really want to be in the band. And no kidding, 6 months later, they had these open auditions for a lead singer position in the band. And I tried out and I got it. And after being in the band, I was like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So shortly after, I quit my job and moved to Nashville. That's really
how long have you been in Nashville, Jessica? How long have you been living there for?
I have been in Nashville 5 years now. So
well,
it's been a good, a good amount of time.
Awesome. You know, I only live about 3 hours west of Nashville myself.
All right.
We're kind of neighbors at this point.
There we go. Do you visit often?
Every chance I possibly get, I'm up there pretty much every chance I get.
Yes. How about
you,
Craig? Where are you?
I live 3 hours from Nashville plus an additional 10 and a half. I live in Central Jersey. But I visit Nashville 3-4 times a year. I've been visiting about that for 4 or 5 years now. It's my favorite place to vacation. I love seeing all the new artists up and coming, all the shows. I saw you actually in January at the Tin Roof when you had opened up for Carly Pierce and Devin Dawson. And that's how...
Even
without seeing you on the show, how I became such a huge fan of yours. And that's why afterwards I tweeted you and asked you to be on the show, and here we are now.
I remember that. I was hoping I was going to get to see you, and I guess it was kind of crazy that night. But no, that's so funny. I do remember that.
Yes. Well, hopefully I can make up for it and see you at CMA Fest.
There we go. That sounds good to me.
And also... you're a Arkansas girl too, aren't you?
I am. Go Hogs.
and this is kind of funny. I only live about 2.5 hours from Arkansas myself, so I'm kind of stuck in the middle here.
There you go. Okay, so you're a neighbor here and a neighbor there.
Basically, yeah.
I like it.
And I'm a far away neighbor.
Yeah,
it's true. You are.
That's okay.
I want to talk a little bit about the show itself before we get into your music and everything.
Okay.
One question I had, and stop me if I'm getting too personal. Stop me. When they approached you about this, was there ever any, kind of worry about?
Hesitation or.
Hesitation about putting parts of your personal life as well as your music out there for millions to see.
Definitely. Yes, I remember after the interview, they did seem interested. They pretty much asked me on the spot. They were like, okay, we feel like you'd be a really great fit for the show. Would this be something you'd be interested in? And, I mean, being put on the spot, I was like, well, you know, I might need some time to think about it and pray about it. But I did feel good about it. And, you know, after a little bit of thought and prayer went into it, I was like, yeah, this is an awesome opportunity. And, you know, hopefully things won't get edited to misrepresent who I am, which thankfully they have not. I feel like everybody's being portrayed to who they really are. So I appreciate that. But no, there were for sure concerns. You just don't know exactly how it's all going to turn out. And so you kind of have to put your trust in these people that are creating the show, you know.
How have you enjoyed working on the show so far, Jessica?
I've loved it. It's been great. I mean, Adam Davila, the guy who created the show, he's been really great to work with. I'm just like in awe of his genius when it comes to everything, the cinematic part of it. And then the cast, you know, they're like my friends, so that's been super fun to be able to do this with them. And then the crew, the people that were doing like the camera and lighting, they're awesome too. It just felt like one big family, honestly.
It seems as though that there's not much difference between the characters that you all play on the show versus how you are in real life. I could be wrong, but I get that impression that it's not much different.
Right. No, it's not. And that's the point, it's a reality show. So you are getting to see the real us. So I appreciate that because I didn't want to sign up to act. You know what I mean?
Right. You know, and I also, it seemed like to me that as Craig said, this is like a genuine how you guys really are. You know what I mean? I know there's going to be a big drama when you get two or more people together anywhere. There's going to be drama.
Right.
There's just no avoiding that. But I haven't had the rest of the cast on the show yet, but I feel like it's a pretty good representation of who you are as people.
Yes, sir. I would say so.
I want to talk a little bit about your album that came out a few weeks or so ago.
Mm-hmm. March 2nd.
I love this thing.
Love this thing. I appreciate that. Really, thank you.
I'm one of those people that I will buy an entire album from an artist as opposed to like a single or two because I'm such a music nerd that I like to see what the album cuts deliver and what the entire project sounds like.
So
as soon as I knew this was coming out, I'm like, I have to get this whole album. There's just not a question there.
Pre-ordered the whole kit and caboodle, Jessica, because I knew that once I had him in my music inventory, I would be listening to it. And sure enough, it is a lovely compilation of wonderful ballads and your lovely voice. So
thank you so much.
It is. I agree with that completely. I know this is kind of like a kind of a loaded question, but because I know they're all your babies. But do you have a favorite song on the album?
Ooh, that is a hard one. It changes, you know. Some days it's, when I hear how different songs are impacting people, I'm like, it reminds me of, it takes me back to that day we wrote it, and, you know, it kind of like, it just becomes special to me again. So, I don't know, right now it's probably between Still Out There and A Million Ways, because obviously last night A Million Ways was debuted and on the show, and so it's been cool to hear, you know, a lot of good feedback from that song.
So, let's go back to the show last night for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And when you basically kicked Jackson to the curb, I think a lot of us were like, yes.
I don't know. I had two different parties. One party was saying, yeah, you know, he's not good enough. And then the other party was like, we really hope you and Jackson work out. So I think it was split down the middle.
But for me on my end, it seems like Jackson's a good dude. I mean, don't take it the wrong way. It seems to me like Jackson's a good, solid dude. But for my end, I was like, thank you. Thank you for that.
You're so funny.
You what it seems like? It seems like I think Jackson in the show really likes you, and I think you have a strong interest for him. You're very attracted to him. It's just that you're looking for someone to be your husband and be your lifelong partner, which is why you're being extra careful on the show. So when he has to kiss you, you weren't ready for it yet. And
you're right.
It seemed
That's
as
exactly
though,
it.
I think, on the inside, even though he tried to be cool with it and accepting, I think on the inside he was upset and he wanted to speed things up. And that's when he became a little rude and unprofessional. And that's how things fouled up. And you ended up walking out without saying goodbye with him on the episode prior to yesterday's.
Right. Yeah, you caught all that.
You know, when Rachel confronted him after that spin class,
mm-hmm.
I think something like, this ain't going to be pretty.
You did. I remember seeing that. And you were right. She was very direct with him.
Yeah, I'm like, this ain't going to be pretty. Anyway.
You don't want to get the girl squad against you.
No, you do not. That's something I've learned in my 31 years of life. That's something I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
Do not make the girl squad mad.
That's right. You're a smart man.
No, I learned, Jessica, the heart, always listen to the woman. And I've
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
And things have been a lot sweeter for me as a result.
Y'all both sound smart.
Thank you.
I've got some fun kind of get to know you questions. If you're okay with it?
Yeah, let's go.
Awesome. Now, if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you? And what would it be?
Ooh, off the spot. If there was one thing I could change about my career, would it be? You know, this might sound cheesy, but it truly is the answer that I'm going to go with. I wouldn't change anything, because I think the whole thing is, you know, this beautiful journey of growing and figuring out who you are as an artist and what you want your message to be. And so without, you know, all this time that I've put into making music and making relationships, I wouldn't be who I am today or where I am today. And I'm thankful for, you know, my positioning right now. I don't think I necessarily would say I'd want to be, you know, an overnight sensation, because I just think there's beauty in the whole process. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. perfect sense. You know, a buddy of mine always says this. He always says, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
Yep, completely.
So, on that note, and like I told you before, I'm a music nerd. So I've been a music fan my entire life. So, on that note, I'll tell you this now, and I'll probably tell you this when we wrap the interview. But mm-hmm. if there's ever anything I can do for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Thank you so much. That's really kind of you.
Same here, Jessica. I would love to help promote you and be in your corner every
Absolutely.
Step of the way. All the way up to when you're playing at the Grand Ole Opry and the Bridgestone Arena and the other major venues.
I am into that. I like the way you're thinking, Craig.
Oh, dang. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yes, we're on the same page. That's really kind of you guys. Thank you so much.
I've got another question for you that I kind of took from another interviewer. I was watching Dan Rather interview a Kid Rock one time, and he asked him this question. He goes, when everything's said and done with your career, and you've won major award after major award, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Okay. I think... what I would want to be remembered for is always giving God the credit, because I truly believe that he gives us all gifts that he wants to do crazy things with. And so if we just lay them down and allow him to, you know, show us how he wants us to use them, then not only do we get to bless other people with it, you know, our lives are enriched, because I mean, there's just, I think it's really cool to not try so hard to control your own destiny and to trust, you know, the creator, the one who made you and the one who gave you this gift with it.
You know, and I'm glad you said that because like I told you before, I've been in this industry 6 years in radio.
Mm-hmm.
I never would have guessed when somebody sent me a Facebook message Monday that I'd be nominated for 2 Nashville Universe Awards. I never would get that in my life. So it's just crazy for me to think that. But
congratulations.
I also wanted to ask being a creative person, which I know you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you?
What inspires and motivates me? Probably other dreamers and people that pursue their passions. I think that, you know, it's really cool to see people have the courage to you know, basically take a chance on what they're passionate about. It's usually not an easy road, and I just think that's really respectful when people are willing to risk a lot in order to see if they can achieve something that, you know, is on their heart.
Absolutely. And I will tell you this, being in radio for 6 years, I never had any intention of doing this. I mean, I always love broadcast radio, obviously, and hearing the DJs talking between songs or whatever, but I never had any intention of doing this whatsoever. But I've found that in the last 6 years, and still, I mean, I'm still flying by the seat of my pants here. I've had no formal radio training whatsoever, and And creating the show has been one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Oh, that's awesome. And see, you're somebody that would inspire me, because I know that probably wasn't an easy thing to try to do. And still, like you said, you're still learning along the way. But the fact that you're sticking with it, and I mean, you being nominated for this most recent award, I mean, that's affirmation that you're on the right path. So I think that's really cool.
Jessica, I have a full-time job. My job is actually, my background is in accounting and tax. I'm a full-time corporate tax auditor for the U.S. Department of Treasury.
Oh, boy, I need to call you, Craig.
I don't know if yes. Well, I said corporate, so as long as you're not a corporation, then you're safe.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. But I wanted to say that...
Sure, you're a business, but
this
is true.
My dream is to be able to, like Cody, to be able to interview and help young and rising artists, such as yourself, get to interview them on more of a full-time basis if that ever came about. And my dream would be to take this show to Nashville and even interview these artists live on television if it's all possible.
Agreed.
So I'm trying to live my dream too.
I love that, Greg.
Exactly.
Keep going, because, you know, each day it sounds like you are getting a little closer.
One step, baby step at a time, Jessica, but you're right.
Baby steps at a time. That's right.
So even if it's a million ways, a million steps.
Yeah, a million steps. That's hilarious.
Thank you.
I had a friend tell me yesterday, he was like, it's the long game and talent wins. And so, you know, if you're willing to persevere and you have the talent, then you can expect, you know, success.
Persevere,
you know,
though,
and also,
the big key.
And also, I mean, I feel like but the entire reason I got into radio is to be able to help some incredibly talented people like yourself get to where they want to be in their careers. So I feel like if this show can be a stepping stone to that next gig or that next interview, whatever it is, I feel like I've more than done my job.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Jessica, I wanted to ask you, what is your goal for the next 6 months, a year? That Music City is renewed, obviously, for a second season. I guess you continue to expand your fan base and play at more venues throughout Nashville and possibly throughout the United States. Are those your goals for the short term?
Definitely. I think, yes, is to just continue progressing and getting my music out there to a wider audience. And hopefully touring. I would love to, you know, get some more dates on the books. I just signed with a booking agency, which was like a huge goal that I've had for, you know, ever since I moved here, but I've never needed one. And so now I'm excited that I have a team of people working on my behalf to try to get me more dates where I can perform live events.
Yes. Where I would love to see you perform, Jessica, is in addition to the venues that I had mentioned earlier, the Opry stage in New York City.
Yes, I like that.
Yes, that way to be able to see you without taking a plane would be so thrilling for me.
Hey, I would love to come your way, Craig.
If you do, like Field of Dreams, if you do, I will come.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll let you know when I have a date booked in New York.
Please do, yes.
So, having lived in Nashville as long as you have, what are some of your favorite places to play around town?
Ooh, that's a great question. There's a lot of cool venues here. The Listening Room is great just because that's an attentive audience and, you know, they're coming to hear you perform. Also, there's this bar called Bar Lines down in the Omni Hotel that it's just a kind of a more trendy spot. So I enjoy going there. Yeah, so those are just a few. There are a couple.
Have you heard of the Bridge Bar, which is in the Renaissance Hotel?
Yes, I have.
That's another.
I have not. I haven't played there, but I should look into that.
Yes, that's another great place for a lot of people performing
there. There are two places in Nashville that I have to go pretty much every time I'm in town. One is the listening room. I've never been to the new listening room, but I've heard it's great. And the second one is the Row. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Row before, but that's a great spot.
I think I saw him with him,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike's a good dude.
Yeah, Mike is such a good dude. I have played there a few times, and that's great. I love that.
There's been a lot of artists that Cody and I have both seen at the Row. Whatever you're playing and I'm there, Jessica, even if it's not New York, I still will find a million ways to get there. Trust me.
Oh my goodness, I love the references.
Good, you get it, aren't you, buddy?
Yeah.
Actually, I will be in Nashville for the awards May 8th. So if you're playing anywhere around town, I'd love to see you.
Okay, make sure you reach out to me, and I will definitely give you any. And I feel like I do a decent job of trying to keep my website updated with different dates coming up. So you should be able to be there, but you feel free to hit me up, and I'll make sure you know.
Awesome. You know,
because I'd love to see you.
I want to talk about the city of Nashville itself for a second. Aside from the obvious music aspect of it, what drew you to the city itself?
To Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just the fact that it wasn't too far from home. It's 5 hours from Little Rock, which is where I'm from. All my family's back home there. And then it's just like the it city. And there's so much opportunity and growth. And I love that I wake up every day not knowing what to expect, because that's just the vibe of the city. It's exciting.
You know, and I also feel like, of course, I've got several friends of mine are independent artists, and I feel like country music community in and of itself as a whole are just so incredibly supportive of not only new artists but of the established ones.
Yeah, I feel like we all try to support one another.
And
I like that.
And that's one of the things I love about the national music scene, because I mean, and I get it. There are sharks in the industry. I get it. There's a sharks in the radio industry. I'm not going to lie to you, but.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, by and large, 85 or 90% of the people in the country music scene there in Nashville are just genuinely good people.
Yes, I would agree with that.
So, a couple more questions for you, then I think we're gonna wrap things up. But
okay.
This is always kind of a fun one to ask. How has social media affected your career thus far, especially since the show was premiered?
Ooh, I mean, social media is like the new currency, is what I've been told. And I mean, you can kind of see that with just how our culture is these days. That's how we communicate with one another. And so it has been cool to see numbers grow from being on, you know, CMT. And I feel like it's allowed my music to, you know, reach further than it would without a show. And, yeah, I have to be careful because, you know, you see numbers grow and so you want to check for messages more, and then your time gets hindered by you being on your phone all the time. And so I try to be mindful of that and not allow it to take over my just everything. But it is encouraging to know that, you know, there's growth there.
I mean, it's, you know, and I get that. I mean, I love social media. I'm just yeah, putting it out there. I love social media. I'm just saying. That's where we get probably most of our guests is through specifically Twitter and Instagram is where we get most of our guests for the show. And, mm-hmm, and social media for us has just been so incredible, you know. Like, I'll get a tweet from somebody, it's like, hey, I loved your interview with a so-and-so, mm-hmm, or whatever, you know. And I'm always sitting there like, what is actually happening right now? What is my life?
Right. It is. It's so cool to get messages from people from other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wait, how did you hear of me? That's so cool.
Exactly. You know, and I wanted to ask you, has there ever been a moment, because I ask myself this question daily, specifically with this radio show, has there ever been a moment for you where you're just like, how is this actually my life right now?
Every day. No, honestly, I do. I feel blessed, and I do wonder that a lot. Like, how am I able to get to, you know, wake up and pursue doing this full time? And I don't know. I don't have the answer to it, but other than I just thank the Lord and I keep going.
Exactly.
It's just beginning for you, Jessica. I am confident that no matter what happens with Music City, your music career and fan base is going to expand very much so, gradually, but in the next 3-4 years, you will be on the huge, all the stages, if not headlining, being the main opener for people like Luke and Blake and Carrie. So, trust me, I know you're a superstar, and in a few years, if not sooner, people will agree.
Wow, thank you for saying that. That is really encouraging.
You know, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If there's anything you ever need from us, don't ever hesitate to reach out, because we've definitely got you.
Thanks, guys. Well, hey, I'm here for y'all too. So
I wanted to ask Jessica,
okay,
other than the Music City co-workers, who would you be interested in collaborating with in the future?
I love that question. If we're talking like on the countryside, because, you know, when you put my album, there's country and there's Christian and there's pop. I think it'd be really fun to collaborate with, there's so many awesome artists that I'm like, maybe them. Sorry, let me think real quick. Garth Brooks, I think just because he's like, you know, an icon, and that would just be amazing to do anything with him. But if we're talking a little bit more current, I think Chris Lane would be fun to collaborate with, or Brett Eldridge. Both of them are,
that would be
are
cool.
very talented, right?
I saw I just saw Brett while he opened for Blake on the Country Freaks tour, and he was spectacular. He's country music is definitely something he's good at as one of his songs.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, he's so talented.
Yeah.
Right. So, last question for you, I think, and this one's a doozy. Okay.
Uh oh.
Prepare yourself for this one. you're stranded on a deserted island and can only take 3 items with you. What are you taking?
Ooh, a deserted island. I can only take 3 items with me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd probably take... Oh, this is so hard. I mean, okay. I would take my Bible, because, you know, gotta have the truth with you. And then I would take either my best friend or my mom. I mean, I'd take one person with me. And then probably Bear Grylls. Do you know who that is?
I like what you think.
Yes.
Hopefully you do. So, yeah.
Because, I mean,
that's great advice for if I ever get stranded on the island from a cruise ship.
You need a survivalist with you, somebody that knows what they're doing.
Exactly.
So, I think. One more question. Whether it's in your personal life or a professional life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
I love this question. I love that you asked me that. Best advice I've ever been given. I actually just wrote down like a few different quotes from different people that I've heard from in the past year. And so I'm trying to decide between some of these quotes. Probably the things that I'll accomplish that matter the most in this life will be accomplished in prayer on my knees. That's probably the best advice I've ever been given.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for doing this and taking 45 minutes out of what I know is a busy schedule to come in and do this. This has been so much fun.
It has been fun. I've really enjoyed talking to you guys, and thank y'all for wanting to talk to me.
Absolutely, Jessica. And,
you know, and
I do hope that down the road we have the opportunity to speak to you again.
Yeah, same here.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm going to say this, and I hope I don't get emotional saying it, but I have so much respect for you, and not only as an artist, but as a person and what you stand for.
Thank you.
Cody and I both really got a chance to experience some of your inner beauty and passions beyond television today.
I agree.
Today.
Thanks, guys. I know, that's why I do love doing interviews, just because you get more personal, and I get to know more about you guys, and y'all get to know more about me. It's cool. I feel like we're friends.
Yes.
You know, and also,
I couldn't agree more.
My interview style is more of like a conversation. I mean, I don't like those interviews where the host or the interviewer just tosses question after question at the yes. I'm that's just not my style. I mean, okay. I like to actually be able to talk to the yes beyond asking a question, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
And y'all do a great job. So
Well, thank you.
Keep it up. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. And I think we're gonna wrap things up. But again, you've always got a open invitation back to the show anytime you want to come back home.
Woohoo! I love it.
Yes, right, I do hope that I do hope that this isn't the last interview between us, Jessica.
No, definitely not. We'll have to make it.
And I've also got to say that we cross paths during CMA Fest, one way or the other.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh yeah. I've also got to say that I agree with everything Craig said. I mean, you, my friend, are a star. That's all I'm
going to
say.
Guys, y'all stop it. You're going to make me blush over here. I really do appreciate
I mean,
those words afterwards. That means a lot.
Well,
seriously, you've got probably one of the best voices I've heard in a long time.
Aw. Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
You need to listen to the radio more. <Just kidding.
laughs> Oh, man. I think we're going to wrap on that note. But
okay.
really
sweet.
Yes. Good idea before our faces turn completely like strawberries from the blushing.
I agree with that.
Exactly.
But like I said, you've got an open invitation back to the show anytime, and I'd love to have you back on. But before we do go, where can people find you online if they want to follow you, like social media and everything?
Yeah, they can find me on Instagram at Jessica Mack Music. I have a website. It's the same thing, Jessica Mack Music. Facebook, same thing, Jessica Mack Music. And Twitter is Jess Mack Music. So pretty much, you know, if you want to find me, just type in my name with music followed. And, it's out there. And my album is on iTunes and Spotify. So, you know, check out One Love.
And I follow you.
There's a million different ways to find me. That, Craig?
Exactly.
No, just trust me, Jessica. You're not hard to find on social media.
No, you're not.
Thank you.
And I follow you on pretty much everything, so that's covered.
There you go. I think I follow you too.
I think we'll let you go. But again, this has been so much fun.
Been a treat. Thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon.
I look forward to it, Jessica.
I've got
thank
your email,
you so much again.
And I'll definitely be shooting you an email soon.
Okay, sounds great. You guys have a great night. Thank you, Cody.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye. Man, I adore that girl just so much.
She is such a sweetheart. Oh, I wish I would have had the opportunity to meet her when I saw her perform back in January. And hopefully I will get to meet her during CMA Fest, see her perform and chat with her for a bit.
Absolutely. So, before we film this thing, who do we have coming up on the show next?
Special time tomorrow. 2 p.m. CST. We have Brooke Taylor, who was previously scheduled for this past Wednesday, but due to a scheduling conflict, we are having the opportunity to interview her tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want me to say who's performing? I mean, who will we interviewing next week?
Next week we've got a returning guest that Craig's never spoken to, singer-songwriter Jess Lee. of NBC's The Voice.
That is, she is, again, another incredible artist who, if you've known previously before, she was on The Voice. And thank you for pointing her out to me. Ever since I saw her, I've been talking on social media. I've seen her knockout performance and her audition. She is a super talented artist, and I can't wait to speak with her with you Wednesday. And but this Tuesday, before that,
years.
On the 20th, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I said I've known Jess Lee for years, and she is such a good girl.
Yeah, she really appears to be so. Just wanted to add that this Tuesday we have Molly Edel Brown, who I had the pleasure of meeting with during the Nash Next local final this past September, I also met at the same time Lauren Davidson, Carolyn Miller, October Rose. She's another super talented, wonderful person. So we have a great coming up set of interviews.
Agreed. And I think I'm gonna let you go, buddy. But I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Talk tomorrow. Have a good night, Cody.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you later. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Jessica Mack. Like Craig said, tomorrow at a special time, 2 p.m. Central, we have an incredibly talented Brooke Taylor with us, a DJ out of Chicago. And with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Good Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.